He hung on Calvary's cross and died a horrible death.
Sure did, brother.
But I want you to know, I'm not going to enter out into a lot of preaching, that this man was predestinated, Brother Yule. He come to do that. He came to die, Brother Willie. He come to die. The Bible says that he died for the sin of what?
The whole world.
S-I-N.
Yep.
All included in one thing. Brother Jack, God is so superior to us and our even our natural minds. The Bible says that the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit. But why don't he receive the things of the Spirit? Because why? Because it's flesh. There is no condemnation to them that now, which live after what? Live after the Spirit, not after the flesh. I no longer live after the flesh. I live after the Spirit of God down inside of me. Brother John, God warned me again. I went to the water to be baptized because I was born again. Not to be born again, as Brother Jim preached to you. Because God gave me a desire to go be baptized. It's an answer of what, brother?
A good conscience.
Toward who?
God.
Toward God. Not toward the church that we call the church. It's not toward you, Brother Fred. It's not toward anybody else. You go to the water and be baptized to answer a good conscience toward God. God gives you a mind to be baptized, Brother Jim.
Yep.
God gives you a mind to do all these things. Brother Hurley, God gives you a mind to tell you to go visit the sick, to see them, Brother John, to be with them, to pray with them, Brother Lon, because God instills these things in you and tells you to do them. And when he said, happy you are if you do them, that's what he meant. He meant all things, Brother Ronnie. He didn't mean for you to sit at home and to sit on your seat of comfort all your life and sit there in your lounge chair, Brother John, and never get out and do nothing for God. Brother Fred, he don't want that. God wants you to get out and work for him. And he said, if you don't work, neither should you eat. But today, if you work for God, Brother Jim, he pays better than anybody I ever worked for. Yeah. I'll tell you that right now.
No.
He pays so well, Brother John, today. Sometimes somebody says, how does he pay? Does he pay in money? Oh, well, in a lot of ways, I guess you say he does. He gave me a job to work at, Brother Yule, for all those years, and he supplied me the money to raise my family and to take care of them. But I want you to know, I know the Bible says those who preach of the gospel should live with the gospel. I know that, Brother Jim, but I don't take that as today to earn my natural living from that, Brother John. I take it today, Brother Hurley, that today if I preach the gospel, I should live what I preach, Brother. And today I want you to know that, Brother Jim, today here's a man called Jesus come to this world. And you know what he told Philip, he said. One time, Brother Ewan, Brother Lonnie and I said and talked a long time last night. And Philip wanted to know maybe what the Father was like. Brother Lonnie, and he said, have you traveled with me this long and you don't know what the Father looks like. Brother Hurley said, if you've seen me today, you've seen the Father. Today, I want you to know, brethren, I want you to understand. Today, here's a man called Jesus, Brother Jack. Yesterday, brethren, he came to this world, Brother Jim. Today, I want you to know he come to do one thing and one thing only. Today, he come to take away sin, brother. Brother Roger, out before that time, there was a man called Moses, brother. That wrote of him, brother Jack, and today. yesterday. He told him one time, Brother Jim, today, he said, today, today, I want you to know. Yesterday, Brother Johnny, today, Moses told him one time, today, he told him one time, he told him, he said, and I'm going to make you jealous, did he not, brother, and other people, today. Yesterday, but I want you to know, Brother Mike, today, that the law was a schoolmaster, today, to do what, Brother Jim, to bring us to Christ, Brother Johnny didn't do its job, brother. Brother Ronnie, I love the Lord. Why do you love him, Brother Jim, today? Because he loved me, brother, today. How did he love you, Brother John, today? He went to Calvary for you, today. Here's a man that didn't only love you, today. He loved the world, brother, today. For God so loved the world that he won, today, that he give his only begotten son into the world, that whosoever should believe on him today should not perish today, but have everlasting life, brother. And want you to know, Brother Hurley, I'm not going to die today. There's a man on the inside, Brother you today, that's got eternal life, Brother John. He can't die, brother, today. Oh, Brother Hurley, and one day they'll call for the untaker to come and get me, Brother Ronnie, today. They call, life you see here is gone, Brother Johnny, today. But the real man, Brother Yule, has already gone, today. Oh, worry not, Brother John, worry not, my brother, today. God is in control, today. Brother Lon, he'll take us when it's time to go, Brother Wood, today. And I'm ready when he called, Brother Hurley, today. I've been ready for many years, Brother Ronnie. All I'm waiting for, Brother Jack, is the call to come today. Oh, and when the call comes, Brother Ronnie, I want to answer that call today. I want you to know today, here's what he's going to say today. Come up here just a little higher today, and I want you to know, here's what I want to hear him say, Brother Jim, today. Oh, you've been faithful today over a few things today, just a few, Bellonnie, today. I want you to know, you've been faithful, Bellon, just over a few things, Bellary, today. But here's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to make you ruler over one, over many today. Oh, but will you hear the sad denunciation today? Depart from me, what, brother, today? You workers of iniquity, for I never knew you, honey. I hope our son don't hear them word, Brother Ronnie. I hope your children don't hear that word today. I hope, Brother Roger, that your daughter don't hear that word, or your son today. But I'll tell you, brother, when I get there, brother, Brother Hurley, if my son's not there today, it'll be heaven anyway today. Oh, I'll be looking for Jesus. I'll be looking for the man that had the crown of thorns on his head today. Some said, Brother Terry, will he still have the nail holes in his hand or the spear on his side? I don't believe he will, but I want you to know, Brother Jim, it won't make any difference to me, Brother Ronnie, whether he does or whether he don't today. When I get there, Brother Ronnie, today, I want to grab him and hold him and tell him how much I love him today. Oh, Brother John, I want to tell him, thank you, Jesus. I thank you for for saving my soul today. Thank you for that day on Interstate 64 when you heard my cry and you delivered me today. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, today for going to Calvary for me today. And thank you, Jesus, today for blessing me to preach that day in the Little Mary Church. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done for me today. Oh, today, here's what I'm telling you folks today. Just as sure as I'm here, Brother Jim, he's coming back again. He's coming back again. And whether you believe what he's coming for or what he ain't coming for, I often tell Brother Fred, I'm not worried about what everybody thinks he's coming for. I know he's coming for me. They argue about this and they argue about that, Brother Jim. But as far as I'm concerned, Brother Johnny, he's coming for me.
Got your ticket.
And he's going to take me home. They argue about all the kingdoms they want to and fight about all the kingdoms they want to. But I believe there ain't but one king. I don't believe there's but one king. And his name is Jesus. And I believe his kingdom is down within me, Brother Jim. And I believe when life is over, he'll call my name. And I will know his voice.
You'll answer.
And I'll answer him for myself. I won't answer for anybody else. And I'm going to tell you something. I love the old regular Baptist church. I believe it's a good church. And I'd recommend it high for you to be part of it if God saved you. But when he comes, he's not going to say, did you belong to this church or that church or anything like that. He's not going to say anything like that, Brother Larry. He's not going to do that. He's going to call, and all that are in, even in the grave, all that are even in that grave, will what? Will they hear his voice? Will they get up, sissy? They'll get up in that morning. And some to what? Some to life everlasting, and some to what? Life eternal without in the lake of fire. You mean everybody's going to be resurrected? Good or bad? I believe they are. And I believe that I want you to know, we're going to close. Blessed is he. We'll close with this. Blessed is he that hath part. Now what does part mean? Now you've studied a little bit. Blessed is he that hath part in the first resurrection. As such upon what? The second death shall have no power over thee. Now, you mean there's two resurrections? Part, I was resurrected from a dead state to a lively hope in God Christ Jesus, Brother Jim. I'm resurrected. I was dead. I had to be resurrected. I took a part in that. And I'm going to take, in the general resurrection, I used to call it. I told them here last night. They said, we know that Lazarus shall live again in the resurrection time. What did he tell them, Brother Jim? I want you to get your song. He said, I am. I am the resurrection. Jesus Christ is the resurrection. When I had part, he came in and took his part up in me. I told Brother Ewell, I said, we sat last night and talked. I said, the Bible says that we prophesy in part, we believe in part. But when that which is perfect has come, what? We know that he's perfect, which is Christ Jesus. That which is perfect has come, we don't have to believe, but see in part anymore. We what? We know that we're kept by the promises of God and by his power. And we'll be ready to reveal. And when? In the last time. May God bless you.